We're joined today by Willie Janeway, who has been a longtime advocate to protect the Adirondack wilderness. He recently announced that he'll be stepping down after a decade as the executive director of the Adirondack Council. So we thought we'd ask Willie to come on and just sort of reflect about, your last 10 years and what were some of the things that you particularly, well, I guess both most proud of perhaps, but also that it will stick in your memory about the last decade of advocacy for the Adirondacks.
Mark, as a fellow advocate for good causes, you know the Adirondacks, and many of your listeners do. They're world class. They're a national treasure. They preserve clean water and wilderness. They provide essential places for people to get away for into the outdoors. They're an essential part of the preservation of New York's Climate Action Plan, and it's been a real honor for the last 10 years to lead the Adirondack Council, to assemble and support an incredible team of staff and donors and partners. And I'm really proud of what we've accomplished. I could go on and on, but some of the highlights are new expanded wilderness, investments in Adirondack diversity, $88 million for clean water, $10 million for wilderness, for trails, for education, more rangers. But as proud as I am of what this team has accomplished and I've been able to support, I'm also really proud of how well positioned the council and our fellow advocates are for pushing forward for still more, because as you know, with the climate crisis, justice, biodiversity, there's still a lot more to do.
Now, one of the conflicts or tensions, up in the Adirondacks, of course, is that, many of the local residents are concerned about, jobs and making a living. And so there's often, some conflict over about where development can take place. Has those tensions increased or decreased in, say, the last decade?
Unfortunately, they seem to be increasing, and I completely reject, as an environmental economist, which is what I went to school and focused on, a wilderness advocate who understands that there is a positive nexus between protecting the environment, clean water, clean air, and public health, and a strong, sustainable economy. Weakening environmental protections is a fool's errand in terms of pursuing that avenue. Defunding the Adirondack Park Agency, not having enough rangers, that undermines its investment in jobs for stewardship, for education, for trail crews, for research and science, that both protects the world-class Adirondacks and other public lands, clean water, clean air, public health in communities across the state, and also preserves the wilderness and keeps it accessible for everyone. So I reject what I consider a false choice between the environment and public health and the economy.
So when our son was born, I guess 36 years ago, we wanted to slowly ease him into environmental activism. So we waited until he was 9 days old before we took him to his first protest. And that was at the Capitol, because Greenpeace had scaled the Capitol in order to protest acid rain. I remember Mario Cuomo, the governor, calling up my wife and saying, "Can you get those Greenpeace activists off that historic roof?" And she said, "No, but can you stop acid rain?" How has the acid rain issue been? Because it used to be certainly a lot of the lakes were dying from acid rain up in the Adirondacks.
The acid rain success story is significant, and it's also a really important lesson as we look at climate change. The acid rain was killing the lakes, was hurting the forests, was hurting the timber industry with the decreased growth of spruce, an important timber product. But the loss of the loons, the lakes, the loss of the fish, that was devastating. But it was an investment in science and data that helped pinpoint the problem, that led to New York adopting the first acid rain law in the country. That led to federal action. This was bipartisan. You and I may not have agreed with everything Bush did, but there was positive action with regard to putting in place a good neighbor rule, which just recently the Biden administration has updated and strengthened to get across state air pollution, but all based on science. And the ongoing monitoring that occurred allowed for adjustments. So lakes are recovering too slowly. Some are still dead, or at least negatively impacted. But there's been great progress on acid rain. The impact of climate change is now negatively impacting that recovery from acid rain. And that's bad environmentally, bad for public health, and also bad for the economy. So we hope that there will be investments in science on climate in the Adirondacks, monitoring systems to help us guide the effort to address climate change.
Well, speaking of that, I think Aaron Muir had mentioned to me a while back that, you know, one of the things about the Adirondacks, of course, it's a old growth forest, and that is very important in terms of, you know, sucking carbon out of the atmosphere. You know, is the federal government looking at providing any, you know, financial incentives to keep that old forest doing a great job as a carbon sequester?
Yes, there's potential for that, and there are funds available. As you know, there was major action in the last 2 years on the federal level with the Infrastructure Act, with the some call it the Inflation Reduction Act, really the largest climate action taken. So there's billions there. And right now, one of the challenges in the Adirondacks, these are the lungs of New York, the forests that can sequester and hold carbon as one part of addressing climate change to complement reducing emissions. But that's not going to happen when we're cutting more trees than are growing, when we are doing clear cuts, which is happening right now, and state agencies are approving and supporting that. We should be changing the economic and the tax incentives so that there are profits from investing in growing trees instead of cutting them. We have almost 1 million acres of conservation forests managed, and if they were managed for carbon sequestration instead of having a lot of clear cutting going on, that would be an important contributor to New York meeting its climate goals.
Now, one of the recent, you know, problems, sort of a mixed, you know, story, is that the number of visitors to the Adirondacks, particularly getting into the wilderness areas, has been skyrocketing, which leads to concerns about overuse. How is that management proceeding?
So one of the big advocacy successes 5, 6 years ago was additional wilderness areas being declared, designated Boreas Ponds, Hudson Gorges. Those are exciting accomplishments, but that also happened concurrently with a surge in use, over tourism, overuse, and there were negative physical impacts on the wilderness, on wildlife, on the visitor experience. There were compromises to visitor safety, overflow parking lots. So the Adirondack Council and our team did lead the charge with many others, including the Adirondack Mountain Club, Protect the Adirondacks, on putting that issue front and center. And the state has taken some actions. There's some plans that have been put together. Outside experts are coming in. Carrying capacity is a real issue. We can have 10 million people a year visiting the Adirondacks, but they all can't climb the highest peak, Mount Marcy, at 5,344 feet on the same Saturday, second Saturday in August. It just destroys the resource and is an unsafe and negative experience. So progress has been made, but it's been 5 years, and the state just awarded a contract for a couple more years of science, and hopefully that will inform. But there's more trail work being done, more rangers. We're moving in the right direction now, and I tip my hat to the folks in the state and the many partners working with us on that. It will be a long effort to make sure that in 10 years we can successfully see use double again. More people enjoy a safe, enjoyable experience in the Adirondacks while also marrying that to effective wilderness and clean water protection.
So we have l only a minute left. I'm going to ask you a two-part question. If
Okay.
Governor Hochul calls up and says, "Willie, we got to do something to observe your departure," what's the one thing you would like to see the governor of the state do? And are there any key issues that we have not addressed so far?
The governor, Mark, has embraced that climate change is the existential threat for us, and that in places like the Adirondacks, both the environment and the economy are struggling. She has embraced that we need change, and it's time for some forward-looking change, some reform to the state agencies and investments. We've spent $500 million or more in the Olympic facilities, great investments. It's time for a similar scale investment in the preservation of the Adirondacks, green affordable housing, and lifting both the people and nature. And if we do that, the air quality gets better everywhere for every community in New York. I'm proud of the team we have, of Aaron and others, elevating the needs for wilderness, clean water, and jobs. And I look forward to the council doing much more in the future.
Well, on behalf of the people of New York and environmentalists everywhere, thank you, Willie J Janeway, for your work at the Adirondacks. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.